Hare Krishna. Now we'll discuss point number 11. Who can serve Sri Gurudev? That means, who is qualified to serve Gurudev? If disciple will be Sajatiya Asaya Snigdha, Sajatiya means like-minded. Like-minded means the Gurudev in which Ras, is serving divine couple. And disciple want to serve same Ras, like Gurudev is Sukha Ras, then disciple also want to serve divine Sri Krishna in Sukha Ras. Is Gurudev is parental mood, then disciple also want to serve Sri Krishna parental mood. If Gurudev is in Madhur Ras, serving divine couple in paramour mood, Shishya wants to serve divine couple in paramour mood under guidance of Gurudev, then he calls Sajatiya. Sajatiya Asaya, and Snigdha means submissive, then he is qualified to serve his Gurudev properly. It mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 1, Slok number 8, Vethaṃ taṃ sauma tat sarvam tatta tastadunu grahat bruyu snigdhasya shishyasya guravo gujjama puta. And because you are submissive, your spiritual master have endowed you with all the favors bestowed upon a gentle disciple. Therefore you can tell us all you have scientifically learned from them. Then if disciple will be Sajatiya Asaya Snigdha, if Snigdha and Sajatiya Asaya, then Gurudev will take him secret thing of Krishna consciousness and how you can achieve Krishna Prem very easily. Because he has achieved, he knows the process. If we do by ourselves, it will take too much time, so many lifetimes, and how we can get there is so much difficulty. But if you can serve Gurudev properly, he will tell us. At first, he will tell us Tattva. Prior to Sriman Mahaprabhu, all acharyas like Sriman Madhvacharya, Sriman Ramanujacharya, Sri Vishnu Swami, and Sri Nimbaditya, they used to comment that Vastu Parinambad. Vastu Parinambad means there is two Vastu, two substance. Tat means Bhagavan, Tang means Jiv. They used to say everything comes from Bhagavan directly. Like this material world and Jivas, all come from Bhagavan. But Mahaprabhu told, no, it is not proper. Brahma never transfer like this. But his Shakti transform all these things. Bhagavan is omnipotent, he only desires, and his Shakti fulfill his desire. Like for Jivas, the Jiv Jagat come from his Jiva Shakti. Jiva Shakti transfer into Jiv Jagat, and this Maya is Maya Shakti transfer into Mayik Jagat. So Mahaprabhu taught us Shakti Parinambad. If there is no bona fide guru, there is no one to tell us what is difference between Vastu Parinambad and Shakti Parinambad. Then Gurudev will tell us about Tattva Sandilya Bhakti Sutra. Sandilya Rishi, he composed one book. Name of that book is Sandilya Bhakti Sutra. In Vedanta we have seen Athatu Brahma Jigyasa. But Sandilya Rishi is telling whoever want to advance in Krishna consciousness, for them Athato Bhakti Jigyasa, from here he has started. So Gurudev will tell all this tattva, or moreover what is there Madhuprata Prabhu has typed out in his computer, have to copy from there. Then Gurudev will tell us about Sri Rupa Goswami's Upadesamritam. Attahara prayasascha prajalpo niyamagra, this slok, and utsahat nischayat dhairjat, this slok have to copy from Gurudev's Nectar of Instruction. After that, Guru Dev will tell that what is the best advice by Rupa Goswami for us. Tannama Rupa Charita Adi Sukirtana Anusmritto Kramena Rasana Manasiniyajya Tishthan Braje Tadanu Ragi Jananu Gami Kalam Nai Dakhila Mittupadesa Saram. Tannama. There is two substance in this world, Tat and Tam. Tat means Bhagavan and Tam means Jiva. Srila Rupa Goswami is not telling about Jiva's name. Tannama means Bhagavan's name. Each and every name has Bhagavan some pastimes, like Govinda. When Indra want to destroy the whole Braj, later on he understood he is not merely a son of Nanda Baba, he is Supreme Personality Godhead. Then he came in this Bhauma Braj, and he knows if I go direct, Krishna will not excuse me, so how I can get pardon from Krishna. So he went to mother cow Surabhi, because Krishna loves cows. So if I go to cow under guidance of a cow, if I go, then Krishna will not be angry. So he came down here from heavenly planet with Surabhi cow. Due to Surabhi cow, Krishna became pleased, and water from Ganges of Mandakini means Ganga has three flows. One is heavenly planet, name of Mandakini. One is lower down planet in Patal, Bhagavati, and in this world Bhagirathi. So Indra brought water from Mandakini and milk of Surabhi cow, and so many things did Abhishek of Krishna and kept the name Sri Govinda. Although Krishna's all name are eternal, but it manifests by different ways. So this lila is there. So everywhere Krishna, each and every name is there some pastime. Like Damodar. Damodar means who has Dam means bind, Udar means belly. When he was binded with rope on his belly, then Damodar. There are two Damodar. One is when Krishna binded by mother Yashoda in Gokul when he was 2.5 years old. He was so naughty, like human being past, he is doing human being pastimes. Then mother bind him once, so he became Yashoda Damodar. And later on, when Krishna was teenage, means he was doing rash dance and other pastimes with gopis. Then once Krishna ran away from gopis, and when Krishna came again, then gopis, Lalita, Visakha, etc., they tied together Krishna's pitambar and Radhika's bell. Then Krishna should not run away alone. If he'll go, have to take Radhika. So Krishna became Radha Damodar. So each and every name there is some pastimes over there. So Tannama means Krishna's name. Rup. Now Krishna's Rup. Rup means beauty. Krishna's beauty has explained in Bhagavatam three ways. One by Brahmaji. No middhati abrabhupuse tadidambaraya. Another by Brahman Patnis of Mathura. Samam Hiranna Paridhi Vannamalla Varha, and the last one by Braj Gopis. That I'll tell you later. This have to compose and take the meaning of English Bhagavat. Thirunam Rup Gun. Tannama Rupa Charitadi. Charita means pastimes. Krishna has so many pastimes. He has pastime with Sakhas, he has pastimes with parents, and pastimes with Sakhis. So gradually one after another is more superior. Like Krishna has pastime with Sakhas, more superior pastime with parents, more superior with Sakhis. Like I am giving some example. Once Krishna came to meet with gopis. So Krishna came and gopis was resting. So Krishna came at night. And there is Jotila Kutila, they are making some chaos. So it took place in Kosi. Then when Krishna knocked the door, then gopis asked Prasali Srimati Radhika, who are you? Told Krishna. Krishna has two meanings. Krishna means Krishna and Krishna means black serpent. Krishna wants to say that he is son of Nanda Baba. Radhika said, oh my goodness, black serpent has come? I don't want. Oh Sakhis, ask the black serpent, go away from here. You have no need black serpent. We will not come here to play with black serpent. We are not snake charmer. Then Krishna told, oh, I am Madhav. Madhav means one name of Krishna is Madhav. And another name is Ma means Lakshmi, Dhav means husband, who is husband of Lakshmi. Radha told, oh, why Madhav has come here? Ask Madhav to go to Vaikuntha planet. Lakshmi is there waiting for him. Because Radhika is little sulky and Krishna wants to specify her. So Srila Jayadeva Goswami has told also, Hari Hari Jahi Madhava Jahi Ma Bada Kaitava Badam. Oh Hari, go away from here. Madhav, go away from here. Don't quarrel with us. Then Krishna told, I am Hari. Oh, Hari? Hari means Krishna and Hari means lion. Oh, lion has come. Oh, we don't want any lion here. Oh, we not came here to make a circus play. Ask that Hari to go in the forest. That is not forest. Then Krishna told, I am Sri Hari. Sri Hari means Sri means very beautiful, Hari means Krishna. And another meaning of Sri Krishna, Sri Hari means monkey. Then Radhika told, oh, we have no need any monkey, they may scratch on our face. Then our mother-in-law and sister-in-law, they will abuse, they will rebuke me. I don't want any Sri Hari here. Ask him to go to the forest, jungle. He said, no, my name is Govinda. Govinda means one name of Sri Krishna is Govinda, another name Govinda means who can give pleasure to cows and calves. Then Radhika told, oh Sakhis, please tell Govinda to go the cow side of Nanda Baba. There are so many cows and calves, he can give pleasure to them. Then he said, no, my name is Damodar. Damodar means Mother Jasa Titan Krishna, so one his name of his Damodar. Another name of Damodar means who has too much money on his stomach, like money belt, he has too much money on of his belly. Radhika told, I have no need of money. Ask Damodar go to Mathura. There are so many businessmen, he can deal with them. We have no need. Then Krishna told, oh, I am Chakri. Chakri? Chakri has two meanings. Chakri means who hold the disc on his hand. Is Chakri means one name of Krishna. And the Chakri means potter. As I told, we have no wedding ceremony here. Ask the potter man to go to Mathura. There are big businessmen and so wealthy there. So many parties going on. time to time, better he can sell his pot over there, we have no need. Then Krishna told, no, my name is Ghanasyam. Ghanasyam means whose bodily complexion is fresh cloud color. Another name means Ghanasyam means the cloud about to shower the rain. So Krishna is telling, my bodily complexion is like fresh cloud. Krishna's one name is Ghanasyam, and Radhika taking meaning Ghanasyam means the cloud about to shower. No, we have no need Ghanasyam. Then our quarter will be muddy, we may sleep and break our hands and feet. Ask Ghanasyam to go away from here. From where he has come, he can go there. Because Krishna promised Radhika will come certain time, but he went to Chandravali, for Radhika is sulky. So this is his charit. Tannamar Uchadadi Sukirtananu. You have to do Sukirtan. If you have not proper Shravan, then you are not do proper Kirtan. Sukirtan means Kirtan very nicely. Sukirtananu. And Kramina Rasana Manasin Yajya. So had first have to do Shravan, then Rasana. Rasana means tongue. You have to arrange your tongue, means have to do Kirtan. Then Manasin Yajya means do Smaran. So Kramina Rasana Manasin Yajya. Only if we engage our tongue and mind will be sufficient, Rupa Goswami will know what to do. Next step, then we shall do Tishthan Braje, you have to be in Braj. If possible by body and mind both, if by body not possible, at least you have to be in mind. Tishthan Braje, and only living in Braj it will work? No, Tadanuragi. Who is Anuragi, who has affection for Krishna under guidance, and Jana Anugami, who is Krishna's own kith and kin, have to under their guidance. Tishtan Pratadana Janani Kalang Nayat, by this way you have to spend your time. This is the essence of all advices. Here, Sri Rupa Goswami Pada told, Sukirtananu, there is one Anuward. Then Tadanuragi, Anuragi, second Anuward. Jana Anugami, third Anuward. Third Anuward is here means emphasizing, like in Harirnama, Harirnama, Harirnava Iva Kevalam, Kalu Nasteva, Nasteva, Nasteva Gatiranatha. In Kali Yug, only Harinam, only Harinam, only Harinam. No need of fire sacrifice, no need of worship so much in large scale, and no need of meditation thousand and thousand years. So for emphasizing like Harinam is given three times, in same way to emphasizing that under guidance of bona fide Guru and bona fide Vaishnava, so Anu, and Anu means continuous, do today and after few days gap, not like this, and who is Anuragi, under their guidance. So for three reasons Rupa Goswami Pada used three Anu words. Then when you will be like-minded Sajati Asaya Snigdha, then Guru will tell all these things. Moreover, our mind is very flickering. So how to get rid of this? Disciple told to Gurudev, oh Gurudev, my mind is very restless, how I can control that? And Gurudev will tell, this question was asked by Arjuna for the whole world to Krishna. Gita chapter 6, sloka number 34. Chanchalanghi manaha Krishna pramathi balavad dridam tasahang nigrangmanne vayuriva sudhuskaram. O Krishna, the mind is by nature restless, powerful, obstinate, and capable of completely overpowering the intelligence, body, and senses. It seems as difficult to control as the wind. Now come in Prakashika Vritti of Gurudev, copy from Gurudev Prakashika Vritti. Then Krishna told to Arjuna, Sri Bhagavan Uvacha, Asangsang Mahabhava Manadur Nigrahang Chalam Abhasenata Kaunti Abhidagyana Chagrijyate. Sri Bhagavan said, O Mahabhava, undoubtedly this mind is restless and hard to control. Yet, by Abhas, constant practice, and Vairagya, true renunciation, it can be controlled, O Kauntiya. Bhagavan told, only by practice again and again. So if we want to control our mind and engage him in Krishna consciousness, we have to practice. What practice? Come in Bhavanuvad up to first paragraph. In seventh, in eighth line, end of eighth line, by instruction of a Sadguru, by constant cultivation of Dhyana Yoga. Copy from Gurudev's Gita, Bhagavad Gita, chapter 6, sloka number 35, in Bhavanuvad, 8th line, up to 8th line. After that, what is Dhyana Yoga? Then copy from last harmonist, one article by me, what is the mysterious of footmarks of Krishna. Have to do that. Gurudev telling, if you want to control your mind, have to follow this. After that, Gurudev will tell Shishya told, oh Gurudev, now I understand something. So how to get perfection in mantra? So many mantras. Is any proper system to meditate upon that? Then Gurudev will tell, yes. During initiation, Gurudev is giving us so many things, but due to our ignorance and unqualified, we are at that time could not understand properly. During initiation, Gurudev give us all these things. The first one, Mantrartha Devata Sarup, that means this is the means of how to get perfection in mantra. The first point, Mantrartha Devatar Sarup, means who is the embodiment of mantra, have to know. When you know who is the embodiment of this mantra, like we are chanting our Gayatri mantras. In Gayatri mantras, first in Brahma Gayatri, although Gayatri is the connoisseur of Brahmaji, but Gayatri is actually Sri Krishna's lava. It is mentioned in Padma Purana in Shishti Khanda. In Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10th, chapter 29, sloka number 9. Jiva Goswami has told in his commentary, when Gayatri is Gopkonna, the daughter of milkman and milkmaid, they arrange wedding ceremony with Brahma. Then Krishna told to all milkmans, today you donate this your daughter, arranging marriage wedding ceremony of this daughter with Brahma. But I know to the fulfill the desire and to fulfill the work for demigods, I will incur in this world in Gopkul, then Gayatri will be my Kanta, means my lover, and I will be her beloved. So Gayatri Devi is serving Sri Krishna in paramour mood. So we are meditating upon Gayatri. Here Gayatri means Radhika. So in Guru Mantra and Guru Gayatri, Guru is the predominating deity of that mantra. And Gaur Mantra, Gaur Gayatri, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is predominating deity of that, of those two mantras. In Gopal Mantra and Kama Gayatri, Krishna is the predominating deity. In Panchatattva Mantra, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivastava Gauru Bhakta Vrinda, they are predominating deity. In Mahamantra, divine couple are predominating deity. So have to know first who is the predominant deity of mantra. Not only that, and we have to know what is the relation between the pure unity of mantra and myself, and knowing you have to meditate upon that. Second point, NAS. NAS means, spelling NYAS, the predominant deity of mantra is my protector. If this kind of faith we have, that is called NAS, or only once we utter the mantra, then our life will be successful. It is true. Yet, for the satisfaction of predominant deity of mantra, we are chanting all mantras 10 times or 108 times. The chanting this mantra 10 times or 108 times also called NAS. Third point is prapatti. I am taking shelter of the lotus feet of predominating deity of mantra. This is called prapatti. Saranagati, the fourth point. The mood will be there. I am suffering so many ways, especially with triple miseries, and I always suffer so much. So I am taking shelter. Like it mentioned in Anukullasa Sankalpa Pratikulla Vibarjanam, by this way I am taking shelter of predominating deity of mantra, it's called Saranagati. Now, fifth one, Atmanivedan. Atmanivedan means me to offer own soul. So, house, body, and mind which I have for my own, which possessive under which under my possession, it is not mine, it is all belongs to Bhagavan. Even I am or not myself. So, I and mine which I have, everything belongs to Bhagavan, so I am dedicating everything to him, the purity of my mantras. This is called Atmanivedan. If someone chant mantra with these five limbs, then he can get perfection very soon. So if someone is sajati asaya snigdha, then Gurudev will tell this disciple all this mysterious thing, then he can get perfection very easily.